I'm joined here today with Aoife from Cass Tairiscova in TY. Aoife has type 1 diabetes and today she's going to tell us a little bit about it. Hi Aoife.
Hello.
Could you tell us what type 1 diabetes is?
Well, type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disorder. This means like your own antibodies attack your pancreas, and because of this the pancreas is then producing little to no insulin, causing your blood levels to rise.
And how is type 1 diabetes different to type 2 diabetes?
Type 1 is an autoimmune disorder, like I said before, and if you have type 1 diabetes, you usually have it for life. Whereas type 2 is normally because someone is overweight and you can get rid of it by controlling your diet.
How long have you had diabetes and how did you know you had it?
I've had diabetes for just over a year now. And some of the common symptoms are like you're constantly drinking, you're constantly thirsty, you're always going to the bathroom, you're really tired all the time, and after sport you normally get really bad cramps in your muscles.
Are they common symptoms that every type 1 diabetes sufferer would suffer from?
Yes.
Did you have to spend time in hospital?
Yeah, I was in hospital for around 3 to 4 days because like they had to monitor my blood levels. Like when I was in hospital I was 25 and your average blood level should be between 4 and 9.
Wow.
And they also kept me in there so they could tell me like how to use injections, how to check my blood, what diabetes is, and like how I should watch what I'm eating all the time. So yeah.
So how did you feel when they were throwing all this information at you? Because it was probably a big shock to the system.
Yeah, it was a really big shock. Like me and my mum were kind of overwhelmed. Like my mum started crying and I was like, oh my god, stop crying. But, like, it was actually a really big shock because like I was in school like 2 hours before and then I was taken out and then they just like threw all this information at me and I was like, what?
So yeah. Gosh, that's hard. So how has being a diabetic changed your life?
Well, obviously I have to like watch what I'm eating the whole time. Like I have to change my diet quite a bit. Like I couldn't eat jellies or lollipops like ever. I'm not allowed Luxaid unless I'm like really low. And I have to take injections like 3 to 4 times a day, so that was really weird the first month, but like I've got used to it. So
You have to monitor everything you eat?
Yeah, and at the moment I have to count all the carbs and what I'm about to eat. So like,
and you can have sugar whenever you want.
No.
Oh, okay. Is there anything you can't do because you're a diabetic?
Well, career wise like when I'm older I can't be a pilot or a policewoman. Because, like, I understand, like, why I can't be a pilot, because if I end up going low and unconscious, like, while driving a plane, I could end up crashing it and killing people, but I actually don't really get why I can't be a police. Like,
yeah, just, does that bother you, though?
Not really, because, like, I don't want to be police anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
What's the worst thing about having diabetes?
Well, I wouldn't say there's anything that I really hate about having diabetes, but if there was one thing, like, I didn't like, it would be not being able to, like, have jellies or lollipops, like I'm never allowed them, and kind of just eating sugar whenever I want. So yeah.
Are you used to it now, or is it
still
hard?
I'm really used to it. Like the first few weeks was kind of really hard, like because I was diagnosed in October, so like Christmas was coming up. So Christmas, the first time was kind of really hard going, but like. So.
That's hard. How many times a day do you have to inject yourself and check your blood levels?
I have to inject around 3 to 4 times a day, and the same at my blood levels.
Do the injections hurt?
Yeah, sometimes they do. Like, because that's injected my tummy, so if I, like, accidentally inject it into, like, a muscle, it really stings. But, like, it's okay. Like, it's just like, a little pinch. Like, it's not that bad.
Is it awkward for you to do it in public, like, when you're around people?
No, I don't, like, I don't think it's awkward at all. Yeah.
What do you do if your blood sugar goes too high or too low?
Well, if it's too high, I'd have to drink a lot of water to bring it back down to its normal level. So, like, I'd normally only do that if I was 11. And then if I'm low, I'd, like, stop what I'm doing, like, just sit down and take some Luxaid to boost my level back up, so.
So would you notice a difference if you had too much sugar?
Yeah. When I'm low, I go all shaking, sweaty, and sometimes I go pale, and I go kind of dizzy as well. But when I'm high, I'm, like, so tired, and I've got a really bad headache. I know, like, when I'm...
Have you ever forgotten to inject yourself?
Yes. I've forgotten, like, twice, and I ended up going really high.
Really?
Yeah, so, but, like, they said that if you ever do forget, don't inject yourself after you've eaten, because, like, I'm supposed to inject before I eat every time, but they said don't inject after you've eaten, because you'll end up going really low one time.
How do you think you're managing with diabetes? Is it hard, you know?
I think I'm managing quite well. Like, the doctors are always complimenting me, saying, like, how well I'm doing, and, like, just keep up the good work, so, yeah. I think I'm doing grand with it, so.
Well done, Aoife. Is there any advice you would give to someone who is newly diagnosed with type 1 diabetes?
Yeah, well, I kind of just tell them to think positive, like, it's not the end of the world, like, and kind of, like, you're going to go through, like, a stage where you're just fed up, like, injecting yourself, and it's going to be really annoying, but kind of just pick yourself back up and kind of just get on with it. And also, like, if you have any problems or you have any questions to ask, like, the doctors are there to help, like, they're there to support you the whole way through, so.
That was really interesting, Aoife. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.